Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Raven Alaska will halt service to Homer effective Tuesday, March 4th. The company made the announcement on their website saying they will no longer be flying to Homer due to our inability to arrive at an equitable agreement with the airport. The Homer City Council approved a five-year sublease at the Homer Airport to Raven in 2023. The sublease was set to expire on March 30th, 2028. City Manager Melissa Jacobson said Monday at the last City Council meeting on February 24th, the council also passed a resolution amending Raven's sublease to include an early termination clause. Resolution 2517 states that the airline requested the amendment and that while any amendment would be subject to the approval from the Alaska Department of Transportation, the city council had indicated that it was amenable to terms that allow for cancellation with 90-day written notice. The amendment states that either party, Raven or the city of Homer, may terminate the lease by sublease by giving 90 days written notice. Alaska State Troopers arrested a Soldotna man after they say he led police on a high-speed pursuit through Soldotna and Kenai. According to the trooper dispatch, the pursuit began on Kalifornsky Beach Road early Sunday morning after troopers tried to pull over a motorcyclist for speeding. Troopers say the driver, 19-year-old Nikita Moynihan of Soldotna, continued north, going as fast as 120 miles per hour while maneuvering around other vehicles. The pursuit continued on Bridge Access Road to Kenai, then to the Kenai Spur Highway to Soldotna, where troopers say Moynihan drove numerous times into the opposite lane. The pursuit went on this Sterling Highway until troopers say Moynihan stopped on Forest Lane near Verba's Hilltop Machine. Troopers say Moynihan told them at the time of his arrest he did not have a valid motorcycle license and that he reached speeds of 160 miles per hour. He's charged with failure to stop and reckless driving. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District reached a settlement last week allowing students to engage in political discussions and peaceful protests on campus, with district officials having the authority to set protest time and place restrictions. The district must also pay out $30,000 in legal fees. The settlement resolves a 2023 lawsuit filed by two high school students who claimed their First Amendment rights were violated when officials blocked student political speech and investigated a student protest. Two additional lawsuits are pending. One challenges restrictions on transgender student bathrooms access and privacy, and another class action lawsuit alleges illegal restraint and isolation of students with disabilities. Sitka is bracing for a community-wide internet outage. GCI users will lose their internet service starting this Friday, March 7th. The outage is expected to last for up to 10 days. During that time, crews will perform emergency maintenance on a subsea fiber optic cable. Mobile phones, calls, and text messages will still be available, but home internet will be limited. Anchorage could make a large change to its municipal code. The city's Planning and Zoning Commission recently approved an ordinance to amend Title 21. It focuses on driveway widths, sidewalks, and pedestrian safety. The Anchorage Assembly must give final approval. Police are searching for a suspect in connection to the shooting death of a woman in Anchorage's Mountain View neighborhood last week. The Anchorage Police Department says it's searching for 26-year-old John Patia on charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and third-degree assault. Police say officers found 29-year-old Kakite Fatu suffering from gunshot wounds to her upper body in a camper last week on Monday. She was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, but died after she arrived at the hospital. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.